Afternoons with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
Don't make me have to separate you two again. Damn it.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
Hey, you're my quality control. Captivates your party patrol. You're my body and soul.
All right, how about hour number four on a Thursday? Hope you're having a great one. We certainly are out and about at Randall's 183 and Breaker. Thanks to Sam for producing back in the studio. Thanks to Braden and Christina on this end of it. And, of course, thanks to all of you for coming out. We love nothing more than getting to meet the folks, but also when you tell us that, you know, the show adds a little something to your day, or you think we're funny, or you've been listening for years, that's cool as hell to us. That's like oxygen for us. So thank you so much. Carolyn came by early. We had Karen come by. We have a lot of great female listeners that'll let us know. Yes, the women are listening too. Shout out to you ladies. Michelle came by, one of our most devoted listeners and fans. And Michelle, once again, happy that we're in this part of the world, because it was a little closer to where she works, so that helped her today. Also, Chris came by to say hello. He's a Westlake grad like Kevin and came by to say hello to Kevin, wanted to meet him. So we appreciate
nice
all those folks. And, of course, legends like UT George show up, the Texas baseball fan extraordinaire.
We have an open 6 o'clock segment. Let's talk about A&M here.
No, let's not do that, please. He just walked in. We're not talking A&M in front of UT George. That is not happening. He said we've already said it too much.
Will you give George credit, though, that he puts his money where his mouth is? He'll text you. He's not just texting me, or text me and say, show this to Chad.
Oh, yeah. No, the only reason he doesn't text me.
After 5 seconds of talking about it in a top 10 matchup or 20 matchup.
There's only one reason he doesn't text me, and that's he's only got your number.
But he'll text
the show. I don't think he's got my number. No, he lets us know. He will let us know right away. And he told me when we were down at Bevo Boulevard, when A&M was playing Clemson, I said, well, I've got to report the score. I got to do a score. I get to say the score right? And he said, only if Clemson's winning. And I said, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And as luck would have it for him, that's pretty much the way that game went. I don't know if the Aggies ever had a lead that day.
That's a hot pregnant chick.
Well, all right.
Let's keep it quiet.
All right,
on fair, aisle five.
Fair. Just going to kind of, okay.
She is preggers, too.
Uh-huh, yep.
I wrong?
You were not wrong. That is an attractive woman. Randall's 183 and
I'm
Breaker.
I'm not into pregnant chick, Christina, but it is what it is. She was good looking, right? I mean, that's a hot pregnant.
Kevin is, if you have not tuned in till now, Kevin is
I would have said that without medicine.
Yeah, but let's just make sure that people know, though. Would you say highly medicated today, moderately medicated?
It's wearing off.
Okay, you're coming down.
I think it's just revealing me.
I've enjoyed the revealing you.
I know.
I mean, you with this.
You know the best thing about having sex with a pregnant chick?
Hold on. Let me get a sip of water. One second.
This is an easy one.
No, Kevin, I don't. What is it?
They're usually really nice.
Yeah.
No, you can't get her pregnant. Come on.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. That is highly interesting.
And usually not that pregnant, but if I met a chick who was, you know, didn't have a dad or didn't have a husband or a father for it. Well, they had a father for it, but you get my point.
Yeah.
She was still looking.
Yeah.
And early on, you're golden.
Fan.
BK, I hope you're taking notes.
Fantastic. Yes, BK, are you taking notes out there? Bits, processes? This is the guy. This is the guy you want to listen to right here. Uncle Kev, Uncle Cabin Dunes getting you ready to
yeah,
go.
More like cabin.
That's right. 183 and Breaker, come by and see us here at Randall's. Since we don't have J.D. Lewis, shout out to J.D. again and his new son that was born today. Obviously the best to him and his wife and now the new big sister. His daughter that we got to meet the other day. She's a new big sister.
She's precious.
That's going to be obviously cool as hell, getting ready for, you know, Halloween and Christmas and everything with a new baby in the house. So JD, hopefully we'll check in with him next week. Fantasy owners at JD Lewis Radio. He'll be up late. Trust us, because he's got a new baby, so you can ask him your questions that way. We're not going to give you any fantasy advice, because we don't do that. We certainly wouldn't do it well.
No.
This gives us a chance to go back over our picks, the Pick'em contest. We were 3-2 last week. We're going to try to be better than that. Earlier, Kevin, we picked Washington to beat Oregon in Seattle. We picked Penn State to beat Michigan, and we picked Oklahoma State in Stillwater. Are you still good with all three of those picks?
No, I'm not.
No, you don't like them all? What do we like? You going with that Oregon defense?
Yeah, let's go Oregon.
Yeah, you want to go Ducks?
Let's go Oregon.
You want to go Ducks?
Let's go Florida.
I saw that look on your face.
Yeah, let's go Oregon.
You want to go Oregon, all right.
Because there's no football program that I really believe in week to week unlike Oregon. Well, actually, no,
right?
I mean, they're schizophrenic. But I'm hoping we get the good one.
They're as consistent as their wait, never mind.
Yeah,
never mind.
That's exactly what they are. That's the perfect point there.
Penn State, we're still going there.
Yeah, still going Penn State.
You still want to go Oklahoma?
It's straight up.
This is straight up picks. Yeah, Oklahoma State and Stillwater, you still like that, or you want to believe in Matt Rhule?
No, let's go Oklahoma State.
I agree.
The 3.5s with that hook is a little too much, and Dave and I both took that. I thought about
– Yeah, that's true.
Really, really thought about that one with Baylor. And I like this Baylor team. I like what Matt Rhule's doing, but, I mean, there's not a lot of separation. I thought the 10.5 last week, their favorite over Tech, was a gimme.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of reasons why I hope Oklahoma State beats Baylor, but the main one is I want Oklahoma State to cook something up to make me believe they can beat OU in Stillwater.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for, and I'm hoping Chuba Hubbard continues to be a big dog and nobody can deal with him, and I hope he goes for like 180, 200, 210 on the Sooners at the end of the year. Texans over Indy, you still like that? On the road.
I mean, I don't love it. What do you think about this?
That's a tight game, man. But, again, to me, it's about belief in that football team. I like Deshaun Watson, what I'm seeing. I like – yes, there's been little tastes of bad Will Fuller, but I think there's been enough good Will Fuller. We know DeAndre Hopkins is a stud, and maybe I'm falling for it. But I kind of dig – I just dig that run game right now. I like Hyde, especially Hyde. They're mixing in some Duke Johnson. But, man, Carlos Hyde was a great get for them, and I just think they got a lot of confidence right now. I'm leaning Texans.
Was it Sharping? Who's the brother, left guard or left tackle they have who went down with the injury?
Oh yeah,
in this last
game?
Right.
The draft pick.
Sharping's a white dude, right?
Yeah, I know who you're talking
Alabama
about.
Alabama State guy.
Yes, I know. I can't think of the name, but I know who you're talking about.
So I mean, there's injuries like that you can look at, but yeah, I mean, when it boils down to it, do you want to take Brissett? Do you want to take Watson?
Right. I got exactly. I think that explains it maybe better than. Anybody could. Yes, that's it. That's why I want to go Houston.
Yep, we're going Houston.
All right, and that name I'm going to get you for is Max Sharping? No, that's the other guy. It's Titus Howard.
Titus Howard, Titus that's Howard. Who it is, yeah.
Okay, so then the last one, I'm just checking. Both tackles are probably not playing for the Cowboys. Tyron Smith, Lyle Collins. Amari Cooper probably doesn't play. Let's remember what Ben Rogers told us yesterday. And Ben Rogers said he can't trust him to win the game. You still good picking the Cowboys? You like Jason Garrett to get on a run is what you said earlier. Garrett to get on a run. And Jason Garrett is still the head coach.
George says if they fire Jason Garrett, they win. Well, that's not going to happen.
If they fire right. They're not going to do that.
I agree with that.
But we know just when you think that it's the darkest for the Cowboys, Garrett will find a way to get a little run going enough to save it and make Jerry love him again.
I know.
Is this the beginning of it? That's what you said earlier.
Every part of me is saying that Philadelphia probably will win this, but it's that George Costanza do the opposite.
It's the opposite. So you want to stick Cowboys.
Do you have an objective take on this without talking about one of your kids and how bad they are at choir?
If I was looking at it from a third-party observer, I would pick the Eagles to win the game. Absolutely.
Let's go Eagles.
Okay. I mean, I would trust Peterson.
Let's
to win
go Eagles,
to win this
and
game.
When Dallas wins this on Sunday,
you're
going to come in on Monday.
You're going to cuss me out. Yeah.
Hammer you.
Fair enough.
Rod went 5-0. We went 3-2. Rod's carrying the station again. Well, it's all on Chad.
Boy, do I hope you're. I hope you're right, and you get to yell at me. I want you to be able to yell at me on Monday because the Cowboys figured that out.
If everything holds true, I'll be 6-0 and beat the pluck, and we'll be 3-2 in that.
There you go. That's what we're hoping for. All right, there's the picks, and thank you to John McClellan and Supreme Lending and Chris Waters with Waters International Realty. Remember, we don't just do that pick 'em for our own egos. We do it to help good causes. Each team has the good causes that they're fighting for. Our Horn Group is representing the Neighborhood Longhorns program, so we hope to be able to win it and get them some money for charity. So we do like doing it for that reason. HornFM.com, you can check out the results of that. So give me a thought for ALCS Game 4 tonight. It is Greinke, it is Tanaka, and obviously the Yankees need this win really bad.
Yeah, I mean, this is a as close to a must-win as you can get for the Yankees, and the Yankees really need to win this because they have one of their three starters going and one of the three starters they really believe in. You can say the Astros only have three, too, but the Yankees don't have the three that the Astros do. And they know they still have to face two of those guys no matter what the situation, whether it's game five and then game seven with Gerrit Cole. This is a must-win for the Yankees. I think the Yankees come out, and I think you're going to see that place. You can say what you want about Yankee fans, man. That place is electric.
Are they?
And they know baseball, too.
That's a great point, and I don't know if we've ever stated it this way. Are the Yankees fans the best, most energetic, nutty blue blood sports fans? Is there anybody else that roots for a true blue blood, that kind of team, that's any better than they are, in game, in the moment?
In terms of knowledge?
In terms of the knowledge, the energy. Nobody ever makes fun of them like, oh, man, playoff game, I could hear myself think. No, nobody ever does that. Is there anybody else that competes with them on that level?
I was blown away living there, drink up, with the average person, the average sports fan, and what their baseball knowledge was.
Like, really?
Yes.
I mean, they live and breathe it.
Yeah, and they know it, too. And I told you, you were laughing. I was like, yeah, Ron Darling's really, really good. Sometimes he and Keith Hernandez will be the color guy, and the play-by-play guy for the Mets is – you can't be a play-by-play guy and be a homer there. You just can't.
I mean, they won't allow it?
You'll get fired within a week. It's the opposite of what you get, especially with a lot of college play-by-play guys, where there's – constantly protecting the team, and
sure,
there's no objectivity, and they're just bought and sold, and it's pretty apparent anytime they talk. It's almost the opposite of that. It's like, whoa, that was pretty critical. It's because they can get away with that, which is must be really nice, mm-hmm, to do that. But yeah, I mean, they're hardcore, and I'd say the same thing for Philly and Boston.
Tonight it will be electric at Yankee Stadium. We'll see if Zach Greinke can shut that down and start to, you know, rebuild the reputation a little bit in the postseason. I mean, that game one was exactly what you didn't want from Zach Greinke. Astros fans, they need him to, you know, be a guy you actually are glad you acquired. I know they've got those other two, Kevin, but still, they got this guy for a reason. They got him because he's better than what Wade Miley was. If he throws a dud again, that's tough.
Yeah, it's really tough, and he's got a lot on the line here, and he's got social anxiety, so I'm not sure that he's even – not that he could still by himself, obviously, focus on this. But, I mean, he's got his own things that he's dealing with. But the reality is he's playing for a Hall of Fame jacket right now, because in the regular season, his career are Hall of Fame-type numbers. His 4.21, whatever it is now, postseason ERA, he ain't getting in. And he may with Veterans Committee. I doubt that, because Veterans
right.
Committee is all buddy-buddy, and I'm guessing that Zach wouldn't get that vote. But right now, I mean, he's playing for a lot. He's playing for his first ring. He's playing to prove that, you know what, you guys didn't make a mistake by not re-signing Charlie Morton. And thirdly, he's really playing for his Hall of Fame, because if he has a really good postseason the rest of the way and lowers that a little bit and wins game five or six in the World Series, whatever, and wins this game, it'll stop from a lot of the focusing on what his postseason ERA has been, which is not good.
We're here at Randall's 183 and Breaker. Come get registered. We're here till 7. Come get registered for those VIP tickets to Texas and Kansas, along with the two regular pairs of tickets. We'll tell you what's coming up after we are done, because you definitely don't want to miss that. But first, let's have Kevin tell you about Apple Leasing.
Yeah, Apple Leasing. I'm actually looking at a beautiful Silverado here, and I bet you this guy uses his blinker. Or gal uses their blinker. That's a beautiful truck. There's no reason to drive that. Not use your blinker. The good thing is all the blinkers work when you get to Apple Leasing, because you can really pick out anything you want, whether it's new or used. It's one of the many good things about Apple Leasing is that Scott Crossett has built this company to where it's about customer flexibility and about customers really picking and choosing what they want. They do not like to say no. So if you've got your own little in your head special plan for your lease because you hunt during this season, and you got kids in soccer practice in that season, and you don't want to be in the same automobile during every season, call Apple or just get online. AppleLeasing.com. They've got reps on the lower right-hand side that'll take your emails or your text or, I don't know, what is that? What is that? When you see it right here. I mean, they're on the lower. Is that a
Instagram?
Text?
What is that? What are we looking at?
No, I mean, they've got people where you can just shoot something.
No, you're
message.
You're chatting.
Message.
You're
chatting.
Chat. You're
out there.
Chat, Kevin.
Chad chats all the time. Wendy doesn't know about it.
Yeah.
This is a different chat, though. Lower right-hand side, just let them know what you want. Let them know what you're looking for, whether it's price or you know exactly what you want. Or just take the free lease quote and tell them any price. tell them make or model. You can start really anywhere you want. And like I said, it's all about the customer having some flexibility. One of the many reasons they've been in business for 30-plus years. Give them a call, 877-593-5797, 877-593-5797, or just chat. If you'd like to chat, go to the lower right-hand side on appleleasing.com.
Once again, I told you, I thought it was a legitimate business. I was trying to buy some donuts, and I got caught up in something, okay? I told you that in confidence. Why would you tell the people that story?
I didn't know what was going on in Koreatown.
I had no idea what was happening there.
With masseuses? No. I just didn't know.
I just had a stiff back.
Yeah, I bet you had a stiff.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
wow. All right, so before we hit this break, one quick thing back to the LSU-Florida game that I think is going to get lost, but I don't think it should. For Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit and whoever, I don't know, Johnny Binderwanger or whoever they've got as their little officiating analyst, they all pandered to this horrific call at the end of that game. Nobody noticed because it was 42-28 and it didn't affect it. Did you see the roughing the passer call that they called on LSU on a fourth down play against Trask?
No.
He got hit in the
– It was already out by then.
He got hit in the left hip. Kevin, I thought of you when it happened because you have a hip issue.
Yeah.
They hit him in the hip.
And he's got a much bigger and stiffer hip than I do.
Kirk Herbstreit said they submarined him. Then they came back to the analyst, and the official said, oh, you just can't do that. They're focusing in on not hitting a guy there. You got to hit him above the knee. And I'm like, jackass, he did hit him above the knee. Were you not watching the play?
And that's one of the few times where above is good.
Yes, of course. It was a perfectly – it may have been a shade late, but that's not what they called. They called an unnecessary roughness penalty, not a late hit. They called an unnecessary hit. Thank God LSU stopped him there on four plays. Thank you, Dan Mullen, for calling four stupid plays, by the way. None of them went into the end zone effectively, including that first down trick play. But if they ended up with a touchdown and a two-point an onside kick or something, and then if it affected the Vegas line or something because
which
of it.
Which it would have. It was 13.5.
Yes, that was a silly call. We cannot. We got to.
You would have seen that on Scott Van Pelt.
You would have. It would have been turned into a bad beat. We got to do what Troy Aikman and these guys in the NFL are doing, what Booger McFarland's doing. If it's god-awful, say it's god-awful. Stop treating us like we're children. Do not pander to the NCAA, man. If they mess up a game like Bama, LSU, Florida, Georgia, and we always say, you know, a lot of different opinions out there I know about the SEC. Would you agree with me? Generally, SEC officiating crews, when they're doing SEC games, do a fairly good job?
I'd say better than any conference. Maybe the Big Ten's in there. I mean, the Big 12 and Pac-12 are just brutal. But, yeah, they do a really good job. And what I love is they understand their conference.
Yes.
I'll watch SEC games, and I'll see – a little bit out of bounds, maybe a little bit late. They understand.
Right.
It does mean more for these fans, and we ain't calling that.
I got to tell you, Kevin, it was embarrassing to watch.
It was an embarrassment.
Embarrassment.
The official should be deported.
That is exactly right. Oh, my goodness, what a terrible call. But a great game to watch, man. Florida,
it really was.
If you didn't like Florida and LSU coming out of that game, I'm not sure what you want. I guess maybe if you want them to be, you know, defenses only give up 10 points or something.
Yeah,
but man, they were so exciting. Love watching both those teams.
But here's the thing. Their defenses are really good and really talented. It was just better offense and better quarterback play. It's not like I saw a bunch of that stuff and thought, I mean, even there was a nice route that Florida had for a touchdown. And one of those little almost like an option route where you go out, but then you button hook or you hook and you head back in. And I thought, man, that was good defense. You know, I mean, I felt like, I mean, the talented defenses, the offenses were just a little bit better and not always better. I mean, that was a fun game to watch.
It really was. By the way, if you're an LSU fan, do you like the fact that Stingley has to stay two more years? Are you enjoying that part?
Oh, my Lord.
Number 24?
PFF College, that midseason All-American team. He's one of the honorable mention guys.
Really?
No, he is. And I saw, was it Gallo or Palmer? Jesse Palmer before that game said he thinks he's the best cover corner in college football. I disagree with that. I'll take Jeffrey Okuda. But Stingley for a true freshman, woo, watch out.
Did you hear the announcers say, Fowler and Herbstreit said when they talked to Aranda during the week, they asked him about his defense and they asked about Stingley. And he immediately said he's the best player on our defense this year through half the year.
Wow.
And they were like, wait, what?
That's a huge statement.
He said he's the best player on our defense. And it took him a half second to say it.
Yeah. Fulton, did you see Fulton ask out of that game at one point?
I did not.
Tapped his head.
Did he really?
And then they went right after the backup corner. No big shock.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Not so sure about that guy?
Eh.
By the way, they're missing.
You out of shape? I always worry about LSU guys being out of shape, especially when they were off for a month.
Who are they missing? The receiver. Terrace Marshall. He's not playing this week.
Yeah.
That's maybe something to watch. I want to see if they still have their head on straight.
So they still have who now?
Going to start.
Still have
still got Chase.
And then who's the other guy?
Chase is awesome. And Jefferson.
And Jefferson,
still can play. And, of course, Thaddeus Moss that they haven't even really figured out yet.
No.
As a tight end.
He had a nice little crossing pattern where they hit him right to left.
Yeah. Oh.
And he went for a little ways. And, yeah, no, they're loaded. The most impressive thing about that is that if you're going to go – go.
They committed.
Kiddos, if you do something,
yeah,
do it.
You're right.
If you don't want to do it, that's fine. If you go, go.
They were fully committed. You're right. When we're done today, we're fully committed to Longhorn Weekly with Tom Herman. Let's see what that conversation sounds like coming off of the OU loss and headed into Kansas. That's at 7. 8 o'clock, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis right here on the Horn. We're at Randall's, 183 and Breaker. You got a little more time to get by here, about 35 minutes or so, to get by here and get registered for Texas-Kansas tickets. 4 winners, and 2 of those winners get the VIP experience along with their tickets. So get on out here. Big 3 is coming up on the Horn. All right, rolling through a Thursday. Sam
you
Pica producing.
To rock.
That's what I heard too.
Baby.
Rock steady, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you got, Sam?
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right, pump this up a little bit. Let's get Randall's jumping in here.
Rock steady by, that's the question.
Rock we got some steady. Cougars rocking around here in aisle 5 here at Chadwick.
Steady. Who did this? I'm going to feel dumb when he tells me.
You want him?
Sade or something like that?
I don't think he is. No.
I don't even know who Sade, if that's a person.
Sade's a woman, too. Okay. Who is it, Sam?
It's the Whispers.
The Whispers. That's who
here
it
you
is.
Go. You ready?
Here it is.
Pretty simple but good, right?
Ah, it's great stuff. Great, just wonderful, like catchy 80s funky pop.
Exactly.
Really, really good. All right, Sam Pica, always good. Getting us the music, getting us in the right mood. We appreciate that. Thanks to Braden and Christina on this end for getting it all set up. Christina got her flu shot.
Look at that.
She's been vaccinated.
Got your vaccination.
Yeah.
I know Brian had been asking for that for years.
She's been walking. No, she walked through our office the last few days and realized, my God, I better go get a flu
no
shot.
No joke.
Because everybody's
no
sick.
No joke.
My goodness. Like a scene out of a hospital in a World War II movie in our office right now.
I think I caught the best of it though.
You probably do have the best version of it.
No, and I think I'm going to be okay tomorrow too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've definitely gotten better as the show's going on. Maybe it's the drugs.
Probably
the meds.
Probably
meds. Probably
got a lot of people coming by though. Man, we got some good fans.
Yes, we do. We appreciate those folks coming by. Preston came by to see us. Joni came by. Apparently, we're going to make Joni popular at the house. Because I'm guessing there's somebody in her house that is going to be happy she signed up for the tickets. So for that reason, we'll hope maybe Joni gets to go to the game.
Yeah.
Maybe a little VIP experience. One guy came by, Preston came by, to say he won last year. He won these tickets with the VIP last year, so he's trying
Lake
it again.
Lake Austin won, yeah. He's like, I'm going to give it a shot.
And he even got a little cocky. He went and kind of peeked in the box.
There's not that much there.
Didn't seem like that many people showed up. All right, Preston.
Yeah, we easy. Heard that, Preston.
Easy there, P. I mean, come on. Let's calm it down. I mean, don't get cocky.
I think our secondary is plenty of guys at Texas early September.
You say, yeah, they're so deep. So deep. You sound like Kevin before Beat the Pluck every week.
Right.
Just super confident. All right, let's get you a big three, and then Kevin will get you another one and done. We'll start with baseball.
The big three. The Big Three is brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
Here you go, Zach Greinke. It is your baseball tonight. Masahiro Tanaka will face him. Astros looking for a 3-1 lead, as close to a must-win as you can get for the Yankees, because you don't go down 3-1 to these Astros with Verlander and Cole still coming. That's probably not going to be a good idea. Tonight in football, UCLA-Stanford is the later one for Pac-12. Maybe you check that out. Lulof and Arkansas State will start at 6:30, so they're actually just getting underway. And NFL tonight is Kansas City and Denver. Also, again, not getting into any of the politics of it, I just love these two words put together, Kevin. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said Thursday that the league is already dealing with, quote, fairly dramatic financial consequences from Daryl Morey's support of Hong Kong's anti-government protesters.
Really?
Fairly. He says, I don't know where we go from here. The financial consequences have been and may continue to be fairly dramatic.
Hey.
It is a $4 billion hunk of money for them,
$4 billion? Is it that much?
$4
billion
is what I heard the other day, is somebody's estimate of the value of it.
So, you know, I think God's doing the right thing here. I mean, the sport's not as good as it once was, and they're just getting hoodwinked anyway because they don't know sports.
Man.
Where's my big time take
like
on
that.
It?
Yeah. I like that. That's a good, interesting. That's life is a rich tapestry in a weird way. I like it. All right, let's see if he's got something else. One and done time, kids. It's the second one today for Kevin Dunn.
I say that, and I love basketball, and it'll be fine. But it's not the best I've ever seen in my lifetime or anywhere near there. Baseball may be there, man. Baseball's had some rough times in my life, and this is a big one. This is a big one, obviously, for the Yankees. I said it's a must win for them. But this is a big one for Zach Greinke, and I'm curious to see how he comes out. I hope he comes out in deals. Yankee Stadium's not easy. Zach does not have the velocity or stuff that he once had, but this guy knows how to pitch. And, Chad, it's funny. I mean, with that +4 ERA in the postseason, UT George was just saying, you know, he didn't pitch bad. He didn't pitch bad the last game. I mean, technically, he had a quality start. A quality start is 6 innings and 3 earned runs or less, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went 6 innings, gave up 3 earned runs. Now they were down 3-0, so it felt a little different. He can't try and do too much because he doesn't have enough to try and do too much. But just be him. And I think the biggest thing with this Yankees lineup is really pitching backwards and mixing things up. And then after you pitch backwards early on, back that up and change that up. You got to constantly keep these guys on their toes because not only do they have very talented hitters, they have some pretty smart hitters when you go through that whole lineup. I mean, both these lineups do. But I'm really curious to see what Zach Greinke can bring tonight because the reality is he probably is a Hall of Fame guy. It's just about that postseason stuff, and it doesn't take a bunch of postseason stuff to really make your mark. And he's never made his mark. He's thought of as a guy who's not done well in this. This is a you don't say this very often for a guy who's pitching as many games in big games as he has. This is the biggest start of Zach Greinke's career.
No doubt. Yeah, absolutely. In the biggest venue this sport has ever thought of.
Everything
right?
is there.
Yeah, the ghosts and the you know, the what do they call it, the graveyard out there, everything with the monuments and all that stuff. They've got it all going on. Josh Reddick, right?
Yeah. Yes. You know who got you on that?
Who did that?
It was Joe Buck. Joe Buck called him J.J. Reddick.
He calls him J.J. Okay, I'll blame it on him. Since Josh Reddick likes wrestling so much, I'll say these two teams seem to have some heat in this series too, Kevin. I like the fact that there's a little energy here, but I guess, you know, when Correa did the hand to the ear, did the Yankees get pissed? When Judge did whatever he did off of his home run, did somebody else get mad? This story about Astros whistling in game one, throwing signals and all of that. I want to see if any of that comes out tonight. Also, did you see after the game, Reddick said when they reversed that call at first base and got it right, by the way, but it went against the Yankees, fans started throwing stuff on the field.
Yeah, I heard that.
And he almost got hit by a baseball.
Yeah.
They threw two baseballs out there into, well, I guess he would have been right at that point, but they throw two baseballs into the outfield. And Josh Reddick saying, "Whoa, I'm almost getting hit by a ball. Kind of dangerous."
No, it's idiotic. I mean, their fans, as smart as they can be, there's way too many of them that are absolute meatheads. That you know, it'd be nice if we could ship them off to a different continent.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Hey, I'm finishing like I started.
You are. That's good. You're getting your stride back. I like that. Lou Loffin, Arkansas State, no score. 5 minutes gone by in the first quarter. UCLA Stanford again coming up at 8 o'clock tonight.
Is Australia still open? Sorry, I'm eating ice here.
The country of Australia?
Yeah, that's where you should send. That's where England would always send their criminals and.
It's very open nowadays.
Yeah,
you can send whoever you want there.
Derelicts and all that.
Send them to live if you want. They'll take whatever you got. Coming up, we will get you one last thing. Then it's Longhorn Weekly with Tom Herman.
They could always come live here and live in a tent on Ben White too.
Yes, that's true. That is an option. Right now, let's get you a Craig Way sports report on the Horn.
One, two, three.
Oh, come on. There you go. That's weird. Am I missing part of that song?
What do we got here?
That sounded like Raspberry Beret when it started.
I thought it was
now
too.
It's not what it sounds like. Sam?
Yeah, it's totally Raspberry Beret.
Is it?
Yeah, man. Like I'm watching Prince dance around in his cloud suit and everything.
A little different version of it. I kind of like it, though. Kind of like that. All right, there's Prince with a little Raspberry Beret on the way out. All right, Longhorn Weekly coming up with Tom Herman. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis after that. All kinds of great folks have been coming by and seeing us today. And we just had a tremendous question from a fan. It's a very nerdy, kind of me sort of question. But the question was about what happens if, let's say, Texas, Oklahoma, and Baylor end up in a three-way tie in the Big 12.
Well, where did I go to, by the way? Because I was asked first.
You turned to me and said, Chad's probably thought of
well,
this.
Well, it's also a good question and something we need to answer.
I did think of it last year, and I looked it up. I'll double-check on Big 12 Sports tonight just to make sure. But at some point, you can get down to kind of a soccer mentality of aggregate scoring. So, for instance, Texas loses to OU by 7, so they're minus 7. OU'd be plus 7, and then it depends on what happens in the Baylor games. So if Oklahoma, let's say Baylor beat OU by 10, right, they'd be minus 10 plus 7. They'd be minus 3 in those two games.
But it's just about the three teams that are involved in the –
correct.
Okay, so
just
it's not about what you did against Kansas.
Doesn't matter. Right.
It's not total conference,
right.
Total points or against.
At that moment, you could have beaten Iowa State by 80, and it wouldn't matter. It would just be in the triangle, what is the score. And I said this last year, I'll say it again. Depending on if a kooky combination of everything happened, and let's say all three teams may end up plus 3 or minus 2 or whatever, there is something in there way at the bottom that says they may flip a coin.
Ugh.
It's like at the conference office.
I remember you bringing that up.
Telling you, it's a possibility. It's there. It's out there somewhere.
Yeah, and OU's the best team in this conference, but I just don't see a lot of separation out of that.
Yeah, and you've got to figure out, again, because
after that,
you have to do tie breaks to figure out one, and then you go through. And then, what you know, you got to go through it, and you figure out one team and probably do a coin flip. And then I'm assuming at that point, I have to double check. But at that point, you're left with two teams, and then just go head-to-head.
Okay.
That's what I would assume.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Do some kind of tiebreaker, and let's say Baylor won the tiebreaker. Then you'd go, all right, well, who's left? Texas and Oklahoma. Oklahoma won the game. OU goes. I think that's the way it works.
But in this we'll parity-driven world, you think we're going to see this sooner rather than later, don't you?
A literal coin flip?
I mean, it could get to that.
It could, but, I mean, you got to get the – again, you'd have to have the numbers all add up in those – you have to have three football games that all line up.
That's true, yeah. I mean, it still takes a lot.
It's
you're right,
long
you're right,
shot.
Right, yeah.
That's a long shot to get there. But it's a great question. I'll double-check that tonight. It'll give me something nerdy to look up to.
There we
I
go.
Like that. I always love when I got a good nerd mission to go on.
And all of a sudden, Wendy's enjoyed the show.
Yes, right, exactly.
He's out of my hair for a couple
that's
hours.
That's exactly right. All right, thanks to Randall's for having us out. 183 and Breaker. Like I said earlier, you can tell this Randall's was not opened yesterday, but I love it. I love the old school feel of this Randall's.
Yeah, no, it's old school. This probably was a Thomas Thumb back in the day.
Ah, yes. Old Thomas.
Old Thomas Thumb.
The old Tom.
He was a good guy. Good man.
Good man, that Tom Thumb.
He was, but I'm glad they turned into Randall's. And it's not, it's old, but it's not that old because it's new and well done, or newly done, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
But the bathroom's not in the back, which I know you love.
Oh, bathroom's in the front?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's newer.
Yeah.
Right, that's, yeah.
Hey, Sam, can we get some breaking news?
Ooh, breaking news. I like breaking
Sam's like an umpire. He's done such a good job. We haven't mentioned him all day.
Yep.
It's over with. you can check out KVU or KXAN or whatever tonight.
No, dear Lord.
Austin Radio Network has won the Battle of Media Stars.
Boom. How about that?
Drop it.
Drop the mic.
Drop it. You know Media Stars, that whole thing they do? They do it with Zilker, don't they?
Take that, other radio people. Take that, TV people. Take that, weather men.
Yeah.
Take that, print people who type and stuff.
Do you think Trey was talking crap? Because Trey probably competed, right?
I don't know.
Do you think Trey was talking stuff to the weather guys, weather chicks, meteorologists?
There's a 68% chance we just won. All right, all right, calm down.
Guess what? There's a 90% chance that you suck, and I'm better than you.
Congratulations. Hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to get it. We got the right combination of folks. Rod Babers did his job. We're going to congratulate Rod today, or tomorrow rather, for his contributions, because obviously Rod did what he was supposed to do. So that's good. If he's not going to be talking to us, hey, go win something.
Yeah. No, I you know what? Go do it. And we knew Rod. Well, yeah, we kind of had some ringers, because Trey's in the best shape of his life.
He
is. It's not a huge statement.
He is. He sounds.
Can't get a crisp 100 underneath his shoes whenever he jumps in volleyball. But he's in the best shape of his life.
Oh, his core will get you.
His core, yeah, that is true.
His core will come get you, brother. He will come get you. He sounds like he's all depressed with life and is not in shape and doesn't take care of himself.
No, he is.
He's completely the opposite, other than the life part. And but yeah, he gets after it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go hug my toilet both ways.
Oh man, I hope nothing but the best.
Yeah.
For you tonight.
I don't know why. I feel like I gotta throw up now.
Oh goody. Well, I hope you're in better shape.
Time to go check out this Randall's bathroom.
My goodness.
I'm not sure I'm getting home.
Let's go one last thing here, shall we?
One last thing.
Pittman. All right, Kansas City and Denver tonight in the NFL. We mentioned that one. Mahomes has some kind of ankle injury. He's been practicing all week, though. There's a report that it's more serious than they think. That could really affect that game, obviously, if he doesn't play. There's my limb for the day.
Yeah, well, guess what? His ankle's not been healthy, and that's one of the reasons the Texans won that game. Sorry, Texans fan. Don't at me. He was not able to plant on the left ankle that whole game. This has been a problem for a couple weeks now. And the other thing it takes away is they were getting beat on a lot of tough press man-to-man. Texans changed that up a little bit and actually zoned up early, which I think they changed. But he can't run anymore. So all of a sudden, the whole, you know, Pat can just go run for 6 yards. He can't.
Right.
And he's also having problems. I mean, he was not planting on it finishing throws.
We'll also see if the KC defense gets rid of their Longhorn problem from Dallas, because they weren't putting dudes on the ground against Houston.
Bad, no, they weren't.
Lots of missed tackles. They got to do a better job of that, too. We'll see what happens there tonight. Astros fans, 7 o'clock or so. It's coming right up with Mr. Granky. We'll let you know what happens tomorrow. Friday show coming tomorrow. Our Pick'em guys are back at 4 and 5. You got to check that out. Thanks to Randall's for having us out. See ya!
Nah, you're chucking, Joaquin.